The Worst Witch Saves the Day by Jill Murphy.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Tropical sunshine beat down on the pupils of Miss Cackle's Academy for Witches as they arrived in the schoolyard on the first day of winter term. Only the first years entered the school on foot, as they had not learnt to fly yet, but all the other pupils, and of course the teachers, soared over the high stone wall on their broomsticks like a flock of crows, a spectacular sight to see. The school year was divided into two long terms instead of the usual three, so the weather conditions were often mismatched to the girls' uniforms at the very beginning of term. "This is just typical," thought Mildred Hubble, wriggling her toes uncomfortably inside thick grey socks and heavy winter boots. "When we came back for summer term, it was snowing, and we were all frozen to death in our summer dresses." Mildred was beginning her third year at Miss Cackle's Academy. She was relieved to be coming back at all. After an accident-prone 2 years under the beady eye of the blood-curdling Miss Hardbroom, or H.B., as the girls called her, who had been Mildred's formistress for both of those years. However, this term Mildred felt much more confident. During the summer break, she had been on a special 2-week broomstick crash course, a rather unfortunate...